The President on Gas Prices. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. With the midterm elections happening Tuesday, President Biden holding a rally in Philadelphia Saturday, bolstering support for Democratic U.S. Senate candidate John Fetterman and gubernatorial candidate Josh Shapiro. Here, the president blames record gas prices on U.S. oil companies.
They should have used that money, what they're supposed to do, to lower gas prices at the pump for the American people. If they did, the price of the pump nationally would be 50 cents lower than it is today per gallon.
Those oil companies say they would lower gas prices if the Biden administration allowed for more domestic oil production. And in Oviedo, Florida, Saturday, Republican Governor Ron DeSantis commenting on President Biden campaigning for Democratic candidates in Florida.
People were asking me, like, you know, he's coming down to campaign with Democrats against you. And I said, hallelujah. Thank you.
Governor DeSantis maintaining a strong lead over his Democratic opponent, former Governor Charlie Crist. A look ahead at the Supreme Court's schedule this week. Fox's Jared Halpern has more.
Justices this week will consider courts' roles in hearing challenges to the Federal Trade Commission and the Securities and Exchange Commission. The Supreme Court is also expected this week to hear consolidated challenges to the Indian Child Welfare Act, used to decide child custody disputes on tribal territories. The court last considered that law in 2013.
The Houston Astros winning the World Series, their second in six seasons, with a 4-1 victory over the Philadelphia Phillies in Game 6 Saturday night. 73-year-old Dusty Baker is the oldest manager to win a World Series title. And just a reminder, remember to turn your clocks back 1 hour at 2 a.m. local time. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Border towns continue to be overwhelmed by the surge of migrants at the southern border. Fox's Bill Malugin has the latest from Eagle Pass, Texas.
In Normandy, Texas, yet another massive group of several hundred illegal immigrants crossing into the Normandy area, shuffling into Texas, where they eventually just crawl underneath a fence that was put up by the state of Texas. They just file in a single file line and they walk right into the state of Texas. They are willing to give themselves up and surrender. They're not trying to run away. And that's because these migrants believe under this administration, if they just step foot on U.S. soil and give themselves up, they will be processed and released into the U.S. rather than expelled or deported.
No word yet on whether a winner of Saturday night's massive $1.6 billion Powerball jackpot has come forward. Fox's Chris DeMeo has more.
The big prize drawing longtime lottery players and first-timers alike, buying tickets with big dreams. The jackpot has a lump sum option of an estimated $782.4 million before taxes. The odds of winning, $292.2 million to one. The winning numbers, 28, 45, 53, 56, 69, with the Powerball number 20.
Joey Logano qualifying first for the NASCAR Cup Series championship race at Phoenix.
Logano won the season-long driving title in 2018. He seeks a second career crown after capturing his 26th all-time pole position. Logano's speed, 134.38 miles per hour.
I overcooked a little bit in the entry to one where I was slow the first time. I overcompensated a little bit for that, and then also overcompensated in the three a little bit too where I was slow on entry the first time. So
that's courtesy of the USA Network. Logano is a three-time race winner this year. Among the rest of the championship four. Chase Elliott qualified fifth. Christopher Bell will start 17th. And Ross Chastain goes off 25th. Elliott took the driving title 2 years ago.
That's Fox's Bob Mortali. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.